Hello and welcome. I am Deborah Fay and you are listening to the Disruptive Author Podcast. Today I am super excited to be joined by author Blair Verrier, who is the founder and managing director of two companies, including Enrich Bookkeeping Solutions. Hi Blair, how are you doing?
Hi Deb, thanks for having me. I'm good.
Good to hear. Last time I spoke to you, you were talking about your adventures in dating, which we're going to mention a little bit later.
Yeah.
And anyone who's been there, done that, or who is there doing that right now, I'm sure will appreciate where you're at. But first up, what I want to do is talk about your author adventure.
Yes.
Awesome. So you first became an author in 2019, and that was with the Business Warriors Project. So just for the listeners, can you tell us what your contribution was about?
Yeah, sure. So my contribution was about my experience as a woman working in the accounting industry and professional industry, and how that, I guess, encouraged me to start my own business, which was Enrich Bookkeeping Solutions.
So what was it about that? You know, what were your experiences that you thought, I'm just going to do this myself?
I found it can be very hard as a woman in accounting because it is a men's club.
Still. Wow.
Still very much a men's club. Even though something like 49% of the industry is made up of women.
Yep.
It's still very much that men's club mentality. So as a woman in the industry, I believe it can be difficult to get ahead.
Okay.
And you've kind of got to do twice as much work as a man to prove your worth.
Still, that just astounds me. It's 2021. So yeah. That actually also inspires me, you know, hearing someone say, well, you know, I wasn't entirely happy with this situation, so I'm just creating my own path, which I just think is absolutely brilliant. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
So what was it that made you decide to contribute to that at that time? Like, was becoming an author something that you had been thinking about, or was it a business decision, like a means to an end, or even part of a bigger picture for your professional life?
A little bit of both. So I had thought about writing a book.
Yeah.
Didn't really know what I would write.
I think a lot of people then understand that one. Yes.
Yeah. And then the opportunity for Business Warriors came up, and I thought, well, this kind of gives me an opportunity to, I guess, dip my toe in the water.
Yeah.
Into writing. And I felt that it also gave me the opportunity to expand my reach.
Yes.
Against more people and be able to share my experience with others.
Yeah.
And how I got to be where I am. I think it allowed me to be more authentic about myself, not just the, I guess, we kind of get that sometimes where we feel like we have to behave a certain way or
being professional.
Yes. I felt that, you know, it was a good way for me to be authentic in myself as well as still be professional and, you know, get who we are out there.
So we're certainly living in an age, aren't we, where people, they want to know who they're doing business with. They want to know that they've got similar values and they want to know that they're trustworthy. So certainly it was a good opportunity for people to get to know you from that perspective, wasn't it? And I just want to ask you, did you find it challenging, you know, like on a personal level, did you find it challenging? Like, was it a stretch for you?
Definitely a stretch.
Okay.
Especially among running a business and finding time to, you know, keep up with the deadlines. And I guess finding my writing style as well.
Yeah.
And where do you start? How do you start? You know, is all, I think, a challenge in itself.
Yes. Yep. Totally. So do you think it was worth it?
Yeah, for sure.
Awesome. You actually do have a very nice writing style. So for anyone who's listening, it's very easy to read your style. It just comes across very naturally. So kudos on that. So tell us more then about your business and, you know, how you came to be doing what you do now. So not so much why you got into your own business, but how did you get into accounting?
Funnily decided, well, at school, we got to grade 11 and 12. We needed to choose our subjects and the school was kind of saying to me, you know, you're not very smart. Maybe you shouldn't do OP subjects. You know, if you just do voc ed, we'll get you a traineeship and, you know, take you down this road of doing vocational education and traineeships. And because the school was very big on trying to maintain their high academic standards, so they didn't want me dragging them down.
So if you weren't in the top very small percent, they told you you weren't very smart and made you go down another path, which I've got to say, it's got nothing to do with smarts, has it? But anyway, that's going off topic here.
And so I did grade 11 the way they told me I should do grade 11, and the teacher that was responsible for us, the vocational education students, spent most of his year on stress leave, and everything they promised never happened. Aww. I got to the end of grade 11 and I'm going, what am I going to do? Like, we've got one more year. They've promised me all this stuff. It's not happened. Where am I going to be left at the end of year 12?
Yeah.
And when it came to choosing our subjects in grade 11, we had one line where it was like physics, chemistry, like a few sciences, not a science person, and then there was accounting. And I was like, oh, yeah, give that a crack.
Yep.
And really, really enjoyed the subject. So at the end of grade 11, because all their promises had fallen through, I decided that I would change schools and repeat grade 11.
Yeah.
And pursue the path of being an accountant. So I did my grade 11 again at a different school, got my OP, got myself into university. And, yeah, so it's been about 15 years now that I've been working in the industry, because I started while I was still at university. I did my uni part-time and worked full-time.
Well done.
So that was kind of how I came to get to deciding to do accounting.
Yeah.
Even at uni though, like, the accounting subjects are very competitive. Nobody will help anyone.
Oh, wow. Like,
every man for themselves.
Oh my God. What's that about?
I don't know, but like it was tough.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. So you've been working in the field and then you decide you're going to start Enrich. Yes. Tell us about that. Tell us about who you are and what you do.
So I started Enrich around 4 years ago this month. So it was probably around this time 4 years ago that I was finishing up a very stable job as a finance manager for a company in Brisbane and stepping out on my own. So it's been a four-year journey to the point that we are today.
With a learning curve like that?
Not that, maybe.
Yes, yes, yes. Extreme sport, as we call it, yes.
Yes. So currently today we sit as a team of four, and we service clients basically all over the Sunshine Coast is where most of our clients are. We do have a few North Brisbane clients and we have one lonely client in Sydney.
Oh, wow.
So that's really exciting that, you know, we've got clients down there.
Yes. So that makes you a national company.
Oh, it does.
It does.
I hadn't thought of that.
So you just need one from overseas and you're international.
That's right. That might be next year's goal.
Okay. Why not?
So we basically provide bookkeeping services and advisory services to small business. So when I say bookkeeping, I mean anything that you need to do day to day in your account. So it could be bank reconciliations, your accounts payable, your accounts receivable, your BAS, your IAS, FBT, taxable payments, all that kind of stuff. Okay. It's often like we'll get new clients saying, can you reconcile my bank? Yes. Yes, we can do that. So anything that you can think of in terms of your accounting, we can help with it.
Wonderful. And as someone, you know, who's in small business, you know, that sort of support is so important, apart from the accountability factor. You know, if you don't know your numbers and you can't access, you know, the information you want or be able to extract the information that you want from your figures, then you're not really on top of your business, are you?
No. Yeah. And a lot of people don't do their accounts until they need to lodge their BAS or they need to lodge their tax. And often when you, by the time you get that, you're 1 or 2 months past when that period's ended. And if you're doing your tax, you could be 9 months behind when 30 June was, because you've got till May.
Yeah.
And like, that then the next year is nearly over. So how can you make any decisions based on the facts of the numbers when you don't have them?
Yes. Yep. And I've certainly been guilty of that in the past, just doing what I need to do. But I understand now the value and the importance of knowing your figures every day, knowing exactly where you're at and watching patterns so that you can make good decisions for the right reasons.
Yes, and especially when it comes to getting paid, I find the longer you let that invoice go overdue, the less likely you're going to see that money.
Yeah, see, that's so important, isn't it?
Yeah, so if you're working, you've done the work, you've sent the invoice and they haven't paid, you need to be on them the day that it's overdue. Yeah. Day one, your invoice is overdue. When can I get payment?
Yeah.
And be chasing it up from the get-go. Don't let it go a week, a month, 6 months. Get straight onto it.
Yeah, there's so many different factors. And I guess you don't know the value of these things until you implement them.
That's right.
So you might understand the theory, but you don't actually get it, and you don't get, you know, you don't get to go, oh, wow, I didn't know that. Or, oh, wow, if I'd known that before, I would have been going in this direction. Or, yeah, exactly. So definitely valuable having that level of support. So would you actually say that this was your life's work? You know, like you've sort of stumbled into it. Do you think you'll always work in this area?
I don't know. I don't know that I'd say it's my life's work. I definitely love helping business owners and helping them to be able to achieve their goals through what we do.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I'll do it forever.
Mm-hmm. You're only young, so, you know, you've got so many choices really ahead of you.
Yeah. I think no matter what I do, I want to be helping other people.
Okay.
So if I don't stay in the industry, I want to be able to find something that enables me to help others.
Yeah.
But I do love the freedom and flexibility that my business has given me.
Yeah.
Which means the more that I get, I might still be able to run the business and do something else that allows me to help others more.
Okay. So that might actually go into the next question that I wanted to ask you is, what do you ultimately want to achieve through your work?
So we're aiming for world domination at Enrich Bookkeeping Solutions.
Awesome. Absolutely. Why not?
That's right. So we are in a growth phase of our business and we are continuing to grow every week. So we essentially want to be the number one bookkeeper on the Sunshine Coast, and we want everyone to say, if someone says, I need a bookkeeper, everyone to say, well, you need to speak to Enrich Bookkeeping Solutions because they're the best.
Yeah.
So that's sort of what we want, because we want to be able to help as many business owners as possible.
Yeah. Awesome.
And like my 5-year goal would be to have the business in a position that it can be franchised. Because I want to be able to help other, like more businesses, but also other bookkeepers and BAS agents to be able to step out on their own and be able them for them to be able to help other business owners.
Okay.
And you know,
so then you're actually creating opportunities for people to have their own small business.
That's right. Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome.
There's so much regulation in the industry around licensings and everything that we need to be able to run our business.
Yeah.
And they're not. Some are easier to get than others, and it's all needs experience. So by having the franchise, it means we can act as the licensee until that person has the experience to be the license of them, have the license themselves, so we can help them achieve getting those licenses and having procedures and everything in place to make starting a business easier, which I didn't have when I started.
Okay.
We just winged it.
Yep. Yeah. So yeah. I'm having visions right now of Yellow Brick Road.
Yes.
That'd be a good model for you.
Yeah.
Mm. I love business models and looking at how people, you know, do model their business, how they streamline it, how they automate it. Yeah. So you're going to be one very interesting person to watch, I think, over the next 5 years.
Yeah.
Well, it's awesome, Blair. I'd love to hear that you've got the vision, you know, you know, what it looks like, what it sounds like. And you actually are going to be empowering other people along the way. And I'm like you. I love the idea of, you know, being able to help people. It's sort of what makes everything worthwhile.
Yeah. And like we've got a great team working with me that are supportive and they're, you know, they're on the vision of where we're going.
Isn't that awesome?
Which makes it really easier to get there when you've got the support of great team that I can trust to do the work and look after the clients while I'm moving everything in the direction that we want to go.
That's wonderful. So tell me, are there any more books on the agenda for the future?
Maybe, but nothing in the pipeline right now. I've had some friends kind of joke that maybe I need to write a book about some of my bad dates.
So here we go. Yes. What is it? An adventure in Tinder or something like that?
Yes. Yeah. Tinder tales or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I've got some girlfriends that have got some really good stories too.
Yes.
So we have kind of joked amongst ourselves in the past that we should write a book about all the bad dates and experiences that we've had through online dating.
Oh, wow. I can't even imagine doing it. I just can't even imagine going there. But
because, like, some of it's so bad.
Yeah.
Like, you can't make it up.
No. Like, I know just a little bit that I've heard behind the scenes from you. Yes, you couldn't make that stuff up, you know, as a fiction. It just, yeah.
Yeah. I'd really love to find a guy to get on board because we don't want it to be like a man bashing book.
Yes.
We just want it to be funny and lighthearted and, you know, share our experiences. So I'd love to.
I think to help people to laugh off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'd love to find a guy who's had some stories that he would like to share to contribute to our book.
Yeah.
Because that might be fun.
I actually think it could be a really good. A good book, and maybe, you know, maybe even a good seller, like because I just think there's so many people out there that are struggling, and why not be laughing about it rather than, you know, walking around carrying shame and guilt and you know, being hopeless and you know, feeling like there's no future for me, you know. If you can have a good laugh about stuff and you know other people are going through similar things, surely that's got to make it easier.
I think so often you feel like, what's wrong with me? Why has this happened to me?
Yeah.
But it's happening to everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and I think it might be like a really good book for people that may be thinking about divorce, because then they might.
As a deterrent. Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Is your marriage as bad as this?
Yeah, yeah.
Because this is what you're then going to have to do again.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, if you are thinking about divorcing, make sure that you're serious about it, because if you don't want to go through this, you're going to be on your own.
That's right.
Oh, my God. All right, we should consider this a call out. You know, if there's anyone interested, if everyone's got some tales they want to contribute, yell out. Yes. And we'll connect you with Blair and and see what comes. Yeah, it could be very entertaining.
Yeah.
So Blair, the most important question now that, you know, people have had a chance to hear about your work and what you do, for anyone who wants to connect with you and talk to you more about, you know, the possibilities, where can people find you? Where's the best place that we can send them?
So we have a Facebook page, Enrich Bookkeeping Solutions.
Mm-hmm.
And we are regularly posting some really great videos on there, mm-hmm. That can help business owners just learn more about their obligations and things they need to know. So you can follow us on Facebook. You can send us an email or message on Facebook.
Okay.
If you want to get on our weekly email list, we do email those videos out every week.
I've noticed that, and they're just short little videos, but I have learned so much, Blair. They're really lovely videos and really just to the point, and just things we need to know.
Yeah. They're like 2 to 3 minute videos on like one topic, very succinct, which is what we wanted. Yeah. So it's great to hear that feedback.
And there's something new every week, is there?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. So we're working on getting our next lot organised, because I think we've nearly finished posting all the ones we've currently recorded.
Okay. So and you'll just keep it going. So then follow you on Facebook, message you and request to go on the mailing list from there?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Awesome. Okay. Well, that's perfect. Blair, it's been really lovely talking to you today. I wish you all the best in your vision to take over the world. I love it. I can't wait to see what you come up with in the next 5 years, because I actually think, you know, you've got what it takes. I really do. And I'm excited for you. So I'm going to wind up for now. Thank you again. And let's look forward to what's to come.
Yep. Thanks, Deb.
No worries, darling. Bye for now.
Bye.